Date Night by Fatale Femme. Summary. Look, it's no big deal, Alex says. The angles in pool are just like archery. I have a natural advantage. Pretty sure I beat you the first time we played, Magnus says, taking a sip of his martini. He couldn't remember ever feeling so relaxed, so at home in a relationship. That is, until Alex started winning. Look, it's no big deal, Alex says. The angles in pool are just like archery. I have a natural advantage. Pretty sure I beat you the first time we played, Magnus says, taking a sip of his martini. A late night spent at Hunter's Moon on a lazy date, throwing back watered-down beer, watching Alec eat a frightening amount of chicken wings, followed by 47 games of pool that got increasingly intense and belligerent on both sides, had been Magnus's idea of a perfect evening. Magnus couldn't remember ever feeling so relaxed, so at home in a relationship. That is, until Alex started winning. Can we just say that we're both excellent pool players? Alex says, with the smug benevolence of the victorious. Luckily, Magnus says, sniffing, I am very old and above such petty things. He's lying, but Alec doesn't need to know that. Right, Alec says. Okay, last call, guys. Maya says, wiping the counter. Magnus glances around. The place is nearly empty. In between refilling their drinks, Maya's been studying, occasionally glancing back at them with knowing amusement. I'm good. Alec drains his lukewarm beer in one go. I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be right back, Alec says, slouching off his bar stool. Magnus? Maya asks. Maybe one for the road? Magnus asks, tapping his glass, feeling loose and easy. Maybe you should put the drink on hold and play one more game, Maya murmurs with a furtive glance at the bathroom. Why? So Alec can beat me one more time? How many times did he kiss you in one game? We're very affectionate, Magnus says. Uh-huh. And he's big on PDA anywhere else? He's a very reserved man, Magnus answers, a great and terrible suspicion dawning. Every time he kisses you, he steals a turn, Maya says bluntly, apparently tired of waiting for Magnus's martini-addled brain to stumble to its inevitable conclusion. Magnus sputters, thinking back furiously. It's true. Alec had missed some shots, and each time, he leaned down and softly pressed his lips to Magnus's, hand at the small of his back and creeping distractingly lower. Oh, God! Just in time, Alec comes back, slipping in next to Magnus. Ready to get out of here? His eyebrows raised. Magnus wants to kill him. I don't fucking think so, Magnus says. Grab your pool cue. We're playing one more game. The other 47 clearly don't count, cheater. Ah, Alec says, hanging his head. Not in utter shame like it should be. Magnus can see the side of his mouth twitching. I was wondering when you'd figure it out. Magnus is too enraged for words. Alec leans close and says, Someone very wise once told me, if you can't find the person being hustled, it's probably you. Shut up and rack the table, Magnus says, utterly refusing to be charmed. Alec corrals the balls, places them in the correct order, leaning over the green expanse and looking up at Magnus through thick, sooty eyelashes. There's a light flush on his cheeks, the soft overhead light reflecting off his warm eyes. He is devastatingly handsome, the absolute love of Magnus's life, and Magnus is going to destroy him. Are we betting on this game? Alec asks. What are the stakes? I'll let you know when I win, Magnus says, and takes the first shot.